Everybody, what's going on? Rob, Sister Dina, and I'm back for what I expect to see in episode number 11 of Survivor 43. I've been so excited all week long. I've been talking about it on all the podcasts as we are going to get a final seven vote and a real final seven vote for the first time in the new era, because the last two seasons that we've seen in Survivor 41 and Survivor 42, we had the do or die come up at the final seven, which, you know, I think there's an argument to be made. The do or die could be something, but to do it at the final seven, which is traditionally one of the most important votes in the Survivor season, especially since the advent of the final three, and especially with the final four fire making, final seven is really where it's at in modern day Survivor. And so to kind of mess with that really, I think, was a disservice to Survivor. So we are going to see a final seven vote play out, and I think it's going to be a good one, because coming on the heels of what happened in the last episode, it's really any number of things could happen. We have such an interesting scenario in my mind here with the final seven. Let's take a look at what we have going on here at this final seven scenario. Okay, so if you're watching us here on the video, I've brought up the big board, and what we can see here is that, as my friend Stephen Fishback likes to say, we have some interesting voting blocks here. Okay, let's talk about like the pairs that we know. Carla and Cassidy, the two remaining people from Coco, we feel pretty certain, okay, these two are working together, they are sticking together. We do not envision a scenario based on what we know of Carla and Cassidy turning on each other. And then we have the two guys from Vessi that are left. Jesse and Cody, they've been together really since very early on in the season. That would also be a major surprise if Cody and Jesse were not working together. For the purposes of this diagram, I am saying that I think Cody is going to have his idol back at some point, and not Jesse having two idols. But then we have these three outliers, the three Baca boys, the three original men from Baca, who once upon a time were sort of trying to figure out, okay, who's good with Janine and Ellie once upon a time. And now here they are, and none of them are clearly working together. We have Sammy and Owen, who were two of the people that were working with Noel, seemingly, even though Sammy was kind of on the outs of this vote split that Noel was doing. And they were people that were on the wrong side of the vote. We even saw where Sammy wrote down Carla's name at the last tribal council, which, considering 2 weeks ago, he was the one telling Carla the plan when James got voted out. I don't know what's going to happen, but the guy in the middle of everything, if you can believe it here now at the final seven, is none other than the game's biggest wild card. It's Gabler. And the question that I've been wondering after last week's episode, we saw Jesse and his masterful description of how a Survivor blindside has to happen. We saw at the last step, checklist number three was have a backup plan. His backup plan was, okay, we're going to tell Gabler. We saw Gabler right before tribal council go and say to Carla, hey, we got to do something about Jesse and Cody. And you wonder where Jesse and Cody feel like they have Gabler. Does Carla and Cassidy, do they have Gabler? And if so, what do they want to do? Now, the interesting thing here is, of course, you have Sammy, you have Owen. Owen has been such a big target over the course of the merge. I think the conventional wisdom for tomorrow might be for people to be looking at Owen. I would imagine that's what Jesse and Cody are going to be potentially looking at, either Owen or Sammy. But could this be the diversion, of course, going back to Jesse's plan of have a cover story? Could this be the cover story for Carla and Cassidy, potentially with Gabler, to take a shot at one of these two guys. Of course, people know that Cody has an idol, although Jesse could be holding it. People do not know that Jesse has an idol. This could be the time to take a shot at Jesse. The thing that I have seen in the modern era of Survivor is that somebody, once they make a move, that then people want to come back. The pendulum swings back at them after they make a move. How much of the Noelle blindside is going to be seen as Jesse's move, where now, okay, Jesse just made a move. He's in the best position. We need to go after Jesse. If we don't, he's got a great story. He will win the game. And so could that be something that Carla and Cassidy potentially are thinking about with Gabler, potentially, that if Sammy and Owen heard about this plan, they would definitely jump on board. It's something that could be done. But here's what is so interesting and fun about this season of Survivor. Okay, so hypothetically, say you take, they blindside Jesse, and you take Jesse now off of the board. Now, what happens with Cody? Cody's not going to go and work with Carla and Cassidy and Gabler. You wouldn't think. There's a good chance that could Cody then go with the Baca boys, and now there is this possibility that, you know, Cody, he's got a good relationship with Gabler. Could they pull Gabler back in and potentially end up going against Carla and Cassidy? So what is really interesting about this is that you have with Jesse and Cody, where that they are certainly targets that you would want to go after in the game. If you sort of destabilize this situation, you have the possibility that the person who is blindsided on this side could pair up with the Baca boys. And so I think that at this point in the game, and I don't think that Jesse and Cody are looking at Carla and Cassidy. I think that they are trying to look at this top row, this five of Carla and Cassidy and Gabler. I think that they are looking at this as a five that they want to stick with, at least to get to the final five. And there could be potentially this tug of war for Gabler over which pair thinks they have Gabler. I think that the person who does not win immunity out of Owen or Sammy, I think could be the person who ends up going home at this next tribal council. It looks like we're going to get a classic Survivor throwback challenge, the last gasp challenge, where the survivors are have to lay in the water. This could be one. Gabler could have a shot at this. I would think that Cody is somebody who would be really good at it. Although in the commercial, it looks like Cody is struggling a bit, but he does have sort of like a little bit of Aussie in him, where you would think that maybe he might be good at that kind of challenge. It will be really interesting to see, does Carla feel like this is the time to make a move on Jesse or Cody? It will be interesting to see for Owen and for especially Sammy, who has been all over the place in the merge, but he's always been on the right side of the numbers. This is the first time now he is not in the majority on a vote. How does Sammy respond to this? Everybody lied to Sammy on this last one. Who is he upset with? What does he do? Does he potentially try to now dig in with Owen and figure out, okay, which side of this has the better chance for us to work together? And could the two of them potentially pull Gabler in with them? And then could we see either a 4-3 vote potentially with Baca voting back together? Or could the three Baca boys ultimately gravitate towards one side versus the other? And if they could, you know, if they could sort of destabilize one of these two pairs, all of a sudden, hypothetically, let's just say they take out Cassidy for whatever reason. They link up with Jesse and Cody, and they say, okay, that there's a threat here. Okay, let's take Cassidy out of the equation. All of a sudden, now they have the possibility to now go back and double out and take out the other pair potentially, and they would be able to potentially, you know, make a run to be the final three. So this is a really, really fun scenario. I can't wait to see how this is all going to play out. I guess my official prediction is going to be that I'm going to go either with Owen or Sammy. And I guess I will say that, is this the week we get Owen? I don't want to say week because I don't want to see Owen go home. But this could be the one where, but maybe that Sammy is the one that is looked at as the bigger threat, the person that could flip-flop. All right, so I think last second, I'm going to say that I think it could be Sammy who goes out here on the final seven. I think that that could be the person that the two pairs where, even though they are the two best duos in the game, Cassidy and Carla and Jesse and Cody, I think maybe the threat of Sammy could unite them to work together. And I'll say Sammy is the person who gets voted out in a very interesting final seven. What will happen? We'll find out on Wednesday night. Stephen Fishback will be back with me after the episode for Survivor Know-It-Alls. Be on the lookout for that right after the episode ends. And then I will have my good friend Adam Klein back with us on Thursday to talk about all this. He is such a great fan of the game. And so it'll be so fun to break things down with him. And then the great baby boy, Bryce Isaiah, the Purple Pants Badass, will join me for the feedback show this week. So it will be another really, really fun week here on Rob Has a Podcast. Can't wait to see how it's going to play out. I love reading your comments as well here in the YouTube video. So let me know what you think is going to happen. And of course, let me know where you think I got it wrong. Of course, if you missed it, also check out my exit interview with Noelle. She had some really interesting things to say, especially about how she had Owen hold on to the vote steal during that tribal council where James had the knowledge is power, which was so interesting because she was going to go on to steal Owen's vote with that same vote steal that he gave back to her, knowing that he was going to steal her vote. Really interesting stuff there. So check that out if you missed it. Thank you so much for checking out what I expect to see here for episode number 11 of Survivor 43. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.